how an immigration overhaul could impact your paycheck. From APM, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. A new BlackBerry hopes it's good enough to reverse its maker's long slide, and the connection between Caribbean gambling and angry Hollywood execs.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
Later today, President Obama lays out his plan for a sweeping immigration overhaul. There's now serious talk on both sides of the aisle of legalizing millions of immigrants now here illegally. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports on what that move could do to our salaries.
Critics conjure up images of a flood of immigrants willing to work for less, but some experts don't expect much of any downward pressure on paychecks. The reforms would largely affect immigrants who've been here for decades.
Once you wait long enough, the economy has already adjusted.
Pia Arrhenius has studied the effects of immigration on wages. She's senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Besides finding minimal impact on low-skilled Americans, she says highly sought-after engineers and other skilled immigrants can actually spur wage growth at the companies that hire them.
For example, if you bring in more technically trained immigrants, well, then the more generally trained native-born worker might move into a management or supervisory position.
Professor Raul Hinojosa studies immigration at UCLA. He says the last big reform during the Reagan administration brought higher wages across the board as immigrants became less vulnerable to being exploited.
You allow workers to have more rights, their wages go up, and we all end up winning.
Hinojosa contends that immigrants can be the rising tide that lifts all boats. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
A new BlackBerry is out tomorrow, the BlackBerry 10. Its maker, RIM, once dominated smartphones. That was before the rise of iPhone and Android. Now, BlackBerry has less than 10% of the U.S. market. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports on the tough fight ahead for the new BlackBerry.
If the BlackBerry saga were a movie, it could be Rocky II. RIM spent years developing the BlackBerry 10, and the company's comeback is riding on its success. Philip Redman is an analyst at Gartner. He's seen the 10, and he says it's a lean, mean smartphone machine.
The new BlackBerry is, the screen is very reactive, it's easy to use. It holds its own to any of the best smartphones that are out there.
Redman says the 10 actually rivals the iPhone 5. So does BlackBerry have a chance of regaining its title? Probably not, says Rocky Agarwal. He's a consultant for Redesign Mobile. He says great hardware isn't enough.
The problem with mobile is that you've got an ecosystem problem. You need to have apps. That's what people care about.
BlackBerry says it has about 70,000 apps, but the iPhone has more than 1 million, and Android is catching up. With the smartphone market expected to hit 2 billion users in 2015, Agarwal says if BlackBerry can get a sliver of that, it'll stay in the ring. It'll just have to compete as a lightweight. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up this morning. The S&P up about 0.33%. The Dow Jones 0.4% at 13,944. New numbers out this morning show consumer confidence took a hit, hitting its lowest level in more than a year. Analysts blame a jump in the payroll tax that came in as part of the fiscal cliff deal. Also this morning, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index up 0.6%. President Obama says he'll sign the Hurricane Sandy aid bill as soon as it crosses his desk, even as he's frustrated it took so long. The bill providing more than $50 billion passed Congress yesterday. Overseas, European markets and most Asian markets closed up.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
A bizarre twist in a Caribbean gambling fight now involves America's entire media industry. The tiny islands of Antigua and Barbuda are threatening to strip copyright protections from American media. It's part of a long-running dispute over the U.S. blocking Americans from playing in Antigua's online casinos. Hollywood is furious, calling the potential move government-sponsored piracy. For more on this, we're joined by Brenton Henry. He's a reporter with the Antigua Observer. Hello, Brenton.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being with us. So give us a sense as to, does the government believe that making this move on copyright law is going to help their case in the long-running dispute over the online gaming?
Officials in Antigua and Barbuda do believe that the gaming issue has run on for too long and that it's time to take some assertive action. And they're saying that this is one of the options that they've laid on the table.
What's the view in the public among just regular Antiguans about the crackdown on American participation in online gaming? Is it viewed as a key industry? Are regular people frustrated by this? Do they see this as unfair?
I think they do, because prior to the U.S. crackdown about a decade ago, there were at least 4,000 people employed both directly and indirectly in the gaming sector. It was a billion-dollar industry that really had Antigua's economy among the highest here in the Eastern Caribbean. So, yes, people are very concerned that a settlement in this matter could perhaps give them some hope of regaining that kind of income that they enjoyed prior to the crackdown.
Now, this is a gaming issue, and the government is taking somewhat of a gamble in believing that doing this action won't further antagonize the American government and lead to further crackdown. Are they worried about that kind of risk they're taking?
Certainly, and I think officials here have said that they are proceeding with caution. They are very careful with how they make statements publicly, not wanting to offend America, not wanting to say things that would undermine the ongoing negotiations that they say are taking place.
Okay, Brenton Henry, reporter with the Antigua Observer. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on.
And finally, animal shelters are betting big on Super Bowl Sunday, not because of the big game, but rather the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. The show where dogs romp around on a mini gridiron drew more than 10 million viewers last year on air and online. Animal shelters say they get a surge in adoptions in the days after the Puppy Bowl. But one staffer warns, quote, "Don't come in thinking every Chihuahua can play football." Wise counsel. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.